There was a shout of laughter, and the uneasiness caused by Winston's entry seemed to disappear. The old man's white, stubbled face had flushed pink. He turned away, muttering to himself, and bumped into Winston. Winston caught him gently by the arm. "May I offer you a drink?" he said.
"You're a gent,"
said the other, straightening his shoulders again. He appeared not to have noticed Winston's blue overalls.
"Pint,"
he added aggressively to the barman.
"Pint of wallop."
The barman swished 2 half-litres of dark brown beer into thick glasses, which he had rinsed in a bucket under the counter. Beer was the only drink you could get in Prole pubs. The Proles were supposed not to drink gin, though in practice they could get hold of it easily enough. The game of darts was in full swing again, and the knot of men at the bar had begun talking about lottery tickets. Winston's presence was forgotten for a moment. There was a deal table under the window where he and the old man could talk without fear of being overheard. It was horribly dangerous, but at any rate there was no telescreen in the room, a point he had made sure of as soon as he came in.
"He could ha' drawed me off a pint,"
grumbled the old man as he settled down behind his glass.
"A 1/2 litre ain't enough. It don't satisfy. And a 1/2 litre's too much. It starts my bladder running, let alone the price."
"You must have seen great changes since you were a young man," said Winston tentatively. The old man's pale blue eyes moved from the darts board to the bar, and from the bar to the door of the gents, as though it were in the bar-room that he expected the changes to have occurred.
"The beer was better,"
he said finally,
"and cheaper. When I was a young man, mild beer, wallop we used to call it, was 4 pence a pint. That was before the war, of course."
"Which war was that?" said Winston.
"It's all wars," said the old man vaguely.
He took up his glass, and his shoulders straightened again.
"Here's wishing you the very best of health."
In his lean throat, the sharp-pointed Adam's apple made a surprisingly rapid up-and-down movement, and the beer vanished. Winston went to the bar and came back with 2 more 1/2 litres. The old man appeared to have forgotten his prejudice against drinking a 1/2 litre. "You are very much older than I am," said Winston. "You must have been a grown man before I was born. You can remember what it was like in the old days, before the Revolution. People of my age don't really know anything about those times. We can only read about them in books, and what it says in the books may not be true. I should like your opinion on that. The history books say that life before the Revolution was completely different from what it is now. There was the most terrible oppression, injustice, poverty, worse than anything we can imagine. Here in London, the great mass of the people never had enough to eat from birth to death. Half of them hadn't even boots on their feet. They worked 12 hours a day, they left school at 9, they slept 10 in a room. And at the same time, there were a very few people, only a few thousands, the capitalists, they were called, who were rich and powerful. They owned everything that there was to own. They lived in great gorgeous houses with 30 servants. They rode about in motor cars and 4-horse carriages. They drank champagne. They wore top hats." The old man brightened suddenly.
"Top hats," he said. "Funny you should mention them. The same thing come into my head only yesterday. I don't know why. I was just thinking, I ain't seen a top hat in years. Gone right out, they have. The last time I wore one was at my sister-in-law's funeral, and that was, well, I couldn't give you the date, but it must have been 50 years ago. Of course, it was only hired for the occasion, you understand.